Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, into the garden we go. Angus Stewart is on the line with us today. Michael, we like this segment.
I do. Gardening is one of my favourite pastimes. Welcome to the show, Angus.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, I know it's still pretty cold out there, but we really should be looking at our veggie garden, shouldn't we? Getting them ready for spring, or at least the beds?
Absolutely. Look, I think there's a number of things you can be doing which will give you that head start, because depending on your climate, if you're in a cold climate, then that growing season is fairly short, so you want to maximise it at every opportunity. And if you're in a warmer climate, well, it doesn't hurt to plant for an early crop. So I'm thinking things like tomatoes, for instance. Mm.
Now, when you plant tomatoes, I was going to ask you, heirloom tomatoes or other species?
Well, the heirloom tomatoes are fantastic in terms of flavour. If you're going to grow your own tomatoes, I think that's what it's all about, because they're not a sort of simple crop, really. Mm-hmm. They get caught a few pests and diseases, and so if you're going to go to that effort, I'd grow the really tasty ones.
I think I'm going to do that one, Michael.
Well, they're easy, and you know, you sort of set yourself up for the season with, you know, lots of those. They're also great in pots as well, aren't they?
Mm. Indeed. And I think it depends on your sort of level of gardening too. So if you want an easier to grow tomato, then the small sort of cherry tomatoes are a much easier type of tomato to grow, still quite tasty.
Yep.
And then, you know, as you proceed, the level of difficulty gets a bit greater, but things like the black Russian tomato is a culinary experience not to be missed. So.
Well, I grew those last year, and I also did cherry tomatoes, and they are just perfect for salads. And of course, the Russian tomato is really beautiful with, you know, mozzarella cheese, just that really simple, and then basil leaves. It's in a drizzle of olive oil. I got to tell you, it is the best taste of summer. And I think also when it comes out of your own garden, there's something pretty cool about that.
Well, the thing is, you can harvest them when they're ripe rather than buying them and having to... I think you can still ripen them on the windowsill, but nothing like getting it straight from the garden. And so the concept really in late winter is to be either obtaining seedlings from the nursery, but raising your own seedlings with tomatoes is a really simple thing.
Okay.
So even just buying a black Russian tomato and collecting the seed out of that.
Oh, is that how you do it? And you dry it out?
Yeah. Essentially, a really simple way is to take the pulp containing the seeds and sort of spread that out over some tissue paper.
Oh, yeah.
And then let that dry out. And then what you do is just plant the tissue paper, put that into your seed tray, cover it with a small amount of potting mix.
How clever is that?
And you've actually spread all the seeds out, ready to go. So.
And how many plants would you get out of that?
Oh, from one tomato, you'll have dozens. Oh,
so now what do you need to do to prepare the soil? Is there something special we need to do there?
Personally, I like to use something like worm castings or well-rotted manure or a homemade compost, because that gives you a nice balanced diet of nutrients for your plants. So you don't automatically need to be adding lime and so on. And, and really, if your soil is growing good vegetables, then the pH is likely to be in the right sort of range. So it's only if you're seeing really sort of stunted vegetables and yellow colouring the leaves and so on that I'd be even thinking about.
But. Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Angus. Very interesting today. I'm going to do that thing with the Russian black tomato.
I know, and they taste beautiful for summer.
Really
great.
Can't wait.
Oh, it's just one of life's simple but wonderful pleasures.
Thank you very much, Angus.
Hey, thanks, Angus.
My pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.